The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. We have made several programs on the missing link in education, the link that mankind has rejected from the Garden of Eden. The true values of life that would have been the foundation to base all his decisions and activities on. Yes, the foundation of knowledge, God's Word, God's instruction book that tells man what he is and why he is and where he's going and how to get there and what's in store for him after he gets there. And it even tells you, as I said, how to get there. God's Word, the Bible, tells us how to have a happy and successful journey on our way to our destination. But we have ignored the greatest educator of all, God Almighty. It seems Christianity mainly teaches a message about the person of Christ, but doesn't teach the message he taught. So by ignoring God's message, this world, including our nation, and you and I individually, have and are suffering and will until we begin listening and living by God's message. We have followed the false educator, Satan the devil, the god of this earth. Satan has deceived the whole world, as it tells us in Revelation 12 and verse 9. Notice what it says in Revelation 12 and verse 9. So the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast out to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. God makes it very plain that the whole world has been, or they are, deceived right now. And we as a world, we don't know that. But you can understand that and change your way of life from Satan's way of get to God's way of give. If you will begin to seek God with your whole heart, you might say, I'm contented with the way that I am, and I don't want to, or I don't need to change. But there is a time coming very soon now that Satan will be bound for 1,000 years, and you will see the need to change either in this life or the life to come. You will change, my friends. There won't be a time after a few years, especially when God's kingdom is set up and established on this earth, there won't be a time that you will say, I don't need to change, because everyone will see and know and understand that they need to change their way of life at that time. Notice in Revelation 20, beginning verse 1. Revelation 20, beginning verse 1. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years were finished. Here again it tells us that he has deceived the nations, and that he will not have the opportunity to deceive the nations for 1,000 years. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. And at that time, the very time that Satan is bound, then the kingdoms of this world, meaning all nations, will be taken away from Satan and his demons. And notice what it says in Revelation 11 and 15. After Satan is bound, then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Notice it says the kingdoms of this world. And the kingdoms of this world now, they are Satan, because he is the God and he is the ruler of this earth, because God has allotted it and allowed it to be that way for a purpose. But when he is bound, as it says here, Revelation 11 again, verse 15, then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. In other words, Christ is going to take the kingdoms away from Satan, the kingdoms of this earth away from Satan, and he is going to rule and reign for 1,000 years on this earth. And this time isn't too far off now. Christ will need help to govern this earth, and God and Christ have been teaching and training a number of people just like you and me from the time of righteous Abel right down to our day, and will continue to do so until Christ returns. You could be one of them if you are willing to pay the price of giving up yourself, giving up your way and the ways of Satan. Jesus Christ will usher in the government and kingdom of God. Christ will begin a new educational program. The Missing Link in Education will be taught worldwide and will be restored and will be enforced. Yes, that missing link that mankind has turned its back on, beginning in the Garden of Eden, will be restored to this earth and will be enforced. That missing link in education will go worldwide. Notice in Daniel 7, beginning in verse 21, I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them until the Ancient of Days came, and a judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High. And the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. Yes, the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. And notice verse 25. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law. Then the saint shall be given into his hand for a time, a times and a half time, meaning 3 1/2 years. But the court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it forever. Now notice verse 27. Then the kingdom and dominion of the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Yes, it says, the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Yes, as I said, God and Christ have been training a number of people from the time of Abel right down to this day, and it will continue right up until the day that Christ returns to help him to rule and reign and train and heal and teach in his kingdom when he takes over the kingdoms of this world. Speaking of the very end of Satan's rule, this passage was, and the first resurrection when the saints with Christ will rule. They will begin to rule and re-educate the earth from God's word. God's word and his laws will be the constitution and the educational program of all nations. And the saints will be the kings and priests, or teachers, and rulers and governors of the whole earth, along with Christ and under Christ. This is a part of the plan of salvation. Notice what God goes on to say in Revelation 20, beginning in verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his marks on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Yes, God says the saints that make it in that first resurrection will be kings and priests and rulers and governors in his kingdom and in his government on this earth. Notice in Revelation 2, beginning in verse 25, But hold fast what you have till I come. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. Yes, rulership over the nations is what it's saying. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, as a potter's vessel shall be broken to pieces, as I have received from my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. In verse 28, Christ said, I will give him the morning star, which Christ called himself in Revelation 22 and verse 16. Notice what it says about Christ in Revelation 22 and verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star. Christ called himself the bright and the morning star, and he says he will give to the saints that make it in that first resurrection the morning star, meaning we will be given kingly glory reflecting Christ's brightness. The saints will shine like Christ in the kingdom of God. that Christ will establish on the earth, and the saints that make the first resurrection, and that will be all the saints that make the first resurrection, and you can be one of them, will rule, train, teach, and heal during that 1,000-year reign of Christ on the earth. At that time, the missing link in true values and true education will be established and restored and taught worldwide. And this world, under Christ and the saints' rule, will finally begin to learn and live the way of peace. Notice what God has to say about this time in Isaiah 11, beginning in verse 1. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Speaking of Christ here, verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. Speaking of Christ and judgment given to him, and he will be judging the earth for 1,000 years after he establishes his kingdom and his throne on this earth. Verse 4, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. This is speaking of the time that Christ is ruling on this earth. Verse 6, the wolf shall lie down with a lamb, the leopard shall lie down with a young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. Even the nature of animals will be changed in the millennium. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Yes, the earth will be as full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Well, it isn't that way today, and that's too bad. It could have been and would have been if mankind hadn't rejected God's word, God's law, and the way of life that he should have picked up on. But it will be in that day that true education and the true link and education and true values will be restored. Keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others in your area. In the meantime, we invite you to request our free booklet, Kingdom of God, What Does That Mean to You? And they're free. All you need to do is just call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and request your free booklets, Kingdom of God, What Does That Mean to You? And Does God Have a Plan for All Mankind? Two booklets now that are free if you will just call us and request them. Call us toll free at 1-800-611-8080. Thanks for listening today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program, and we'll pick this topic up in our next program.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.